This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games, and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Thank you. Welcome to Starcade. We're backstage, and our players are warming up for today's big match, and warm up they should, because today, one of them's going to have a chance to win his own video arcade game. You players ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, let's go play Starcade. Here we go. All right. Nice race down the hall, and you guys are pretty fast, and should be, because today's a very special day on Starcade. We'll be telling you about that shortly, but first of all, let's meet our two contestants. You are?
My name is Jason Stern, and my hobbies are sports, video games. I'm 11 years old, and I attend Rogers Middle School.
What's your favorite sport?
Baseball.
Uh-huh. And what's your favorite arcade game?
NFL football.
And Rogers Middle School, what's it in the middle of? Never mind, Jason. I'm just giving you a hard time. And you are, sir?
My name is Mark Spencer. I'm from Oakland. And my hobby is hiking.
Hiking, huh? No kidding. Where do you go when you hike?
Oh, Mount Tamalpais, Oakland Hills.
Oh, that must be nice. Okay, welcome. Nice to have you both here. As you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games. And one of these gentlemen is going to have a chance to win this video arcade game. It is Track and Field. That game is a lot of fun, as you're about to see. You two guys shake hands and go over to the podiums. Head on over to Mark and Jason. And Kevin will tell us why today is such a special day on Starcade.
Jeff, we'd like to welcome our contestants to the Starcade Decathlon and the game of Track and Field. It's our only game today. Jeff?
Thanks, Kevin. All five games are Track and Field, so there's no sense having any questions because you know which game we're going to pick. We're going to pick Track and Field. Let's tell you the way it's going to work. In the first round, the first time we play, you'll each play against each other, and you'll do the dash, and then you'll do the long jump. And then we'll come back here and check the scores and see where we are. After that, we'll do the next two events, and then after that, the next two events, okay? The winner of all events will go on and have a chance to win his own Track and Field arcade game. Let me say one thing. If you don't qualify in one event, you're out for that event, and your opponent will go on if he qualifies and get to go for the next event. So you must qualify for the events because that's how you get your points, right? All right? Any questions, Mark or Jason?
No questions.
No questions, Jason? All right, we'll go over and get ready to play the game. We'll have Kevin tell us about Track and Field.
Welcome to Starcade Stadium. Our players have been warming up for a decathlon competition that will include six different events. The 100-meter dash, the long jump, the javelin throw, the 110-meter hurdles, the hammer throw, and the high jump. The overall winner will be declared our Starcade Decathlon champ. The players are getting ready now for the first event, the 100-meter dash, which they'll race head-to-head. Then they'll move to the long jump, where they'll have three chances to jump for the score, with the computer recording the longest jump of the three. Get ready now, Mark and Jason. The Starcade Decathlon is ready to begin.
All right, Mark and Jason. Now, Mark, you're at a little disadvantage because Jason is dressed for it. As we can see, look pretty sharp there, Jason. Then we'll do the dash, and then we'll do the long jump, okay? When we turn around, I'll say get ready, get set, go. I'll press the two-player button. You guys will enter your initials, and we'll get ready to go, okay? All right, gentlemen, good luck to you. Turn around, please. Get ready, get set, play. Okay, Jason, put his initials in. Here come Mark's initials. Ready to go in the dash.
On your mark. Get set.
And they're off. Mark's in the lead. Jason trailing. Mark's got a big long run on him. Mark's going like crazy. Look at him go. Mark is the winner. Jason keeps going. And both of you, looks like you're both qualified.
10.27 seconds. Fine. 11.92 seconds.
All right, you both qualified. Mark, you're the winner there. Congratulations. A little bit ahead of Jace. Jace, you're a nice runner, but not quite fast enough. But here you go, Jace. It's time for you now to do the long jump. Good jump. Nice angle. Oh, looks like 8 feet.
14. 8.12 Thank you.
All right, let's see how Mark does in this. The long jump coming up. Here he goes. Not bad. Did he qualify? 697. Yes, he qualified.
697 inches.
All right, Jason, let's see if you can beat 814. Here you go. Oh, foul. Too bad. Got a skin nose there. Okay, Mark. Good jump. Oh, I thought it was better than it was. Angle maybe a little too steep.
The distance, 7.75 inches.
All right, Jace. There you go. Oh, that's going to be good. Over 8 feet, looks like.
8 feet.
Okay, Mark, let's see you hit 8 feet here. Too bad.
Well, right.
Jason took the long jump. Mark, you took the dash. Will, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a few moments to play more track and field right here on Star K.
Today's grand prize on Starcade is the video arcade game Track and Field, a decathlon competition of six events, the 100-meter dash, the long jump, the javelin throw, the 110-meter hurdles, the hammer throw, and the high jump. Track and Field, furnished by Centuri. It's a Track and Field day. Back to more action with Jeff Edwards.
All right, thanks, Kevin. We have a couple of hot track and field players here. We've done two events, the dash and the long jump. Let's see where we stand here. Jason, you have 18,220. Mark, you have 20,290. Very close so far. Mark, you're in the lead. There's two more events to be played in this round now. We're going to have the hurdles and the javelin. And the total points then scored in the first four events will determine who gets to play the name of the game board. So, Kevin, if you'll tell us about the next events and on track and field, we'll get ready to play the game.
Time now for the javelin throw and the 110-meter hurdles. First, the javelin throw. Each athlete must run fast enough and then release the javelin at exactly the right moment to make the qualifying score. Then, to the 110-meter hurdles, where our athletes will race head-to-head to the finish line. Get ready, Mark and Jason. Get on your mark and get set. Ready for the start of the next decathlon challenge.
Okay, any questions before we get started? Jason, you'll be first up. It'll be the javelin throw. And get ready, get set, play. Here we go. Wow. Got your foot right over the line there. Can't do that. Here comes Mark. A good throw. That'll be 70 to qualify. Did he make it? No.
67.16.
Okay, Jace. That's going to do it. Let's see. 50, 60. Jason qualifies. Here goes Mark. Foul. Make it over that line.
Foul.
Okay, Jason. Nice throw. Now, Mark, you have to qualify this time. You got to get over 70. Oh, that's going to do it, I think. Yes,
72.62.
All right, Jason, I think you took the javelin throw. We're getting ready for the hurdles now, so both of you get up. Get ready, Mark and Jason.
On your mark, get set.
And they're off. Mark's in the lead again. Got the hurdle. Jason falling behind. Mark's got him by about 10. Mark's going for the finish. Mark finishes. Jason finishes just behind. All right, neither of you qualified, so that's even right there. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to head back to the podiums. Both even on that last game as far as not qualifying. Both of you had a chance to play all four track field and field events. We have two more coming up. But right now, one of you is going to play for a very special prize. We total up the scores from the four events, and we'll see who gets to play the name of the game board. Jason, you have 35,820. Did he catch up? Let's see. Mark, you have 38,210. Mark, you're still in the lead. Come on down here. You're going to play the name of the game board. Just right, stand right there, if you will. Put your back to the board. Behind you is the name of the game board. We're going to show you four video games. If you name the games correctly, we have a great prize for you, and Kevin will tell you about it.
If you get 3 out of 4 correct, Mark, you'll win a White's Metal Detector featuring ground exclusion balance to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil from White's Electronics. And, Mark, if you get all 4 correct, first, it's Lasonic's portable AM-FM radio cassette recorder with LED display, separate bass and treble control, and a 3-speaker system, a great companion at parties from Lasonic. And Activision's hottest new titles for a variety of home computers, River Raid, Pitfall, the Decathlon, Space Shuttle, and Enduro, a home entertainment package from Activision.
Okay, Mark, good things in store for you. All you have to do is name these games correctly. Turn around, if you will, please, and look up in the upper left-hand corner and tell me, is that Star Wars or Gravatar? No, it's Star Wars. Sorry. Number 2, Journey or Tron?
Journey.
Journey is right. In the middle, Buck Rogers or Super Zaxxon?
Super Zaxxon.
Yes, you're right there. This is the last one for the prize. Is this Pac-Man or Ms. Pac-Man?
Pac-Man.
Yes, right. You are. You get yourself a prize. Good for you. Congratulations. Okay, hang on. We have two more events coming up in track and field. We'll be back in just a moment to see if Jason can catch up. Jason and Mark, this is round 2. Now there's only 2 more events to play. After that, we're going to total up all the scores, and the top scorer on all events is going to get a chance to win their own track and field video arcade game. So you guys ready to play again?
Yeah.
All right, let's ask Kevin to tell us about the next 2 events. Kev?
For our final 2 events in the Starcade Decathlon, first, the muscle event, the hammer throw. Jason and Mark will have to build speed and release the hammer at exactly the right moment to make the best throw. And then it's on to the final challenge, the high jump. The event that separates the men from the boys. The angle of the jump is absolutely critical in this event. So, Jason and Mark, if you're ready, this is your final chance to become the Starcade Decathlon champ on track and field.
All right, Jason and Mark. Mark, you're still ahead. How do you feel about those 2 events?
Well, I feel pretty good about being ahead, but I don't know on these 2. These are my hardest ones.
Yeah. And Jason, of course, both of you know on the high jump, as your athlete gets up there towards the top of the jump, you can hit your button and make him move his body a little bit to get him over. You look warm. You warm?
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you take your jacket off here? I don't want anybody to be too warm here. Turn around and face the camera there. That's terrific. Very nice. So automatically you're our winner, Jason. Sorry, Mark, but your shirt doesn't do it. You know what I mean? Okay, you guys, let's get ready to play. I'll hold this for you if you want. We're going to start when I say go. Get ready, get set, go. There he goes. Not quite. Okay, Mark's up.
Whoops. Out.
Glad I'm not sitting in that audience over here. Looks good.
That's it. 71.7 pass meters.
Got to have 75 to qualify. Mark, here we go. All right, you evened out the other side of the audience, okay? Here we go, Jace. Get that 75. Does that do it? Nope.
69.21
meters. Mark, you can take it if you can qualify. Here we go. Very nice throw. Congratulations. Really
thank
nice.
You,
now,
you.
This is where we are. Jason, well, I'll shake hands with you. What the heck? But you didn't qualify, Jason, and as we agreed, you get to go again and try again to qualify one more time. Mark, since he gets to do that, you have your choice now. You can stick with what you have with that throw, or you can take another shot at it. How do you want to do it?
No, I think I'm going to leave it the way it is.
You leave it the way it is? All right, Jason, you'll go, and you'll try to qualify. We'll wish you good luck. You want this on or off? Okay, off. Do you mind if I put it over here? Okay, I'll put it over here. Get ready. Here we go. Ready? Get set. Play. Gotta beat 75 to qualify. Is it gonna do it? Looks like it. No.
73.5.
Okay, Jason, another chance at it. You gotta beat that 75.
Good.
Yes. Oh. Okay, Jason, this is it. Oh, no. Oh, too bad, Jason. Well, sir, I guess that does it for you. You're out, and that means that, Mark, you're going to go on and try for the high jump. It's all glory now. We know you're the winner, but you're going for the glory, and let's see how you do in the high jump, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll get ready to go on the high jump. Ready? Get set. Play. All right, here's the high jump, Mark. Good luck. Too bad not to borrow it.
2.15 meters.
Good, good. Good, all right.
Meters.
Oh, a little short. Crowd liked it.
2.33 meters.
Yes, you qualified.
2.33 meters.
Good, good. Oh, too bad.
Foul. 2.25 meters.
Mark, you qualified anyway. You did very, very well. Let's go on back, Jason and Mark. 2.25. Now, we all know who the winner is, I'm sure. You certainly lasted longer than anybody else, but let's officially we have to take a look at the scores. Jason, you have a score of 44,760. Mark, you have 59,810. You are Starcade Decathlon champion.
Thank you. Thank
congratulations to you. Jason, you ran a nice race and jumped a nice jump and threw a nice through, but you didn't quite do it the way you wanted to, I'm sure. But thanks for coming to Starcade and showing us that shirt. It's a lovely shirt, and we have some nice gifts for you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. And Mark, let's find out what we have for you for being our champion of the day. Kevin?
Mark, it's an Aquarius Compact from Mattel Electronics, a complete home computer system with a keyboard, a printer, a data recorder, and a memory expander packed together to perform together from Mattel Electronics.
And in just a moment, we'll find out when you can take home your own track and field game. We'll find that out right after. after these words.
Some of our contestants and some members of the studio audience will receive DataSoft. Turns your Commodore 64, Atari, Apple, or IBM into the hottest arcade game in town. Nibbler and Genesis are just two of the many popular arcade games available now from DataSoft, the leader in home computer software.
And welcome back to Starcade. Okay, champ, now's the time for you. You're going to go for your own track and field game. Now, in order to get it, you have to meet or beat your best effort in one of the six events in which you participated in, right? All right, which event do you want to go for?
I think I'm going to go for the javelin.
The javelin. In that case, you have to meet or beat 72.60 meters, okay? 72.6 meters is what we're shooting for. Kevin will tell us a little bit about the javelin throw and track and field, and we'll go over and get ready to see if Mark can take home one for himself. Come on, Mark.
Well, Mark is our Starcade Decathlon champ, and now he's going to try to set a new world's record on the athletic event of his choice, which is the javelin throw. Stay with us, Starcaders. This will probably be a record you'll want to try to beat yourself. And now, to the final play in the Starcade Decathlon.
All right, Mark, you got to beat 70, meet, or you can meet it, or beat it, 72.60 meters, okay? Wish you good luck. Wait a minute, that's your throwing hand. Better do it this way. Okay. Turn around, get ready to go. Get ready, get set, play. Here he goes. Not a bad throw. Let's see. Need a little more speed, I think. Try number two. Here we go, Mark. Good luck. It'll be 72.6. That looks good. That looks good. 50, 50, 70. I think you got it.
72.99.
Yes, you did it. Okay, Mark, you get your own track and field. Way to go, my friend. You're one heck of a player here in the Starcade Decathlon. This is Jeff Edwards. Hope to see you in the next Starcade. Until then, hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.